माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरवन चारे यमुना तीरा वन चारे जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरवन चारे यमुना तीरवन चारे जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम रामा हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम रामा हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम रामा हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम रामा हरे हरे जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे जय वृंदावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे जय गौरनिताय 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 जय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय गौरनिताय जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद जय जय प्रभुपाद जय जय प्रभुपाद
जय ओम इष्टपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्रीमद्वाइंग्रेस अभय क्षणारविंद भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी अष्टप्रभुपाद की जय जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्रीमद्वाइंग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत श्रीगुरु गोस्वामी महर्षिप्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णववृंद की जय नमाशैल श्रद्धा ठाकुर की जय त्रिंसिक हो जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। समवेत गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। दिताय गौर परमानंदे हरि बोल हरे कृष्ण। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण। सो टुडे वी आर गोइंग टू रिसाइट फ्रॉम Chapter 21, verse 13 and 14, we're going to discuss today. So, we'll recite verse 13, we'll discuss on that, and then we'll move to verse 14. Ekadasin Mahashastray Diksha Tatra Divaukasam समजो ब्रह्मर्षीणां च राजर्षीणां च सत्तमा। एकादशीन् महाशास्त्रा दीक्षा तत्र दिवौकसा समाजो ब्रह्मर्षीणां च राजर्षीणां च सत्तमा। एकादशीन् महाशास्त्रा दीक्षा तत्र दिवौकसां समाजो ब्रह्मर्षीणां च राजर्षीणां च सत्तमा। एकादशीन् महाशास्त्रा दीक्षा तत्र दिवोकसां समाजो ब्रह्मर्षीणां च राजर्षीणां च सत्तमा। एकादशीन् महाशास्त्रा दीक्षा तत्र दिवोकसां समाजो ब्रह्मर्षीणां च राजर्षीणां च सत्तमा। एकादशीन् महाशास्त्रा दीक्षा तत्र दिवौकसां समाजो ब्रह्मर्षीणां च राजर्षीणां च सत्तमा। सो वट टू वर्ड मीनिंग एकदा वन्स अपॉन अ टाइम आसीत टुक अ वाउ महासत्र ग्रेट सैक्रिफाइस दीक्षा इनिशिएशन तत्र इन दैट फंक्शन दिवौकसाम ऑफ द डेमिगॉड्स समाजः असेंबली ब्रह्मर्षीणाम ऑफ ग्रेट सेंटली ब्राह्मणस च ऑल्सो राजऋषीणाम ऑफ ग्रेट सेंटली किंग्स च ऑल्सो सत्तमः द ग्रेटेस्ट डिवोटी। ट्रांसलेशन पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस इट्स भक्तान स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन वंस अपॉन अ टाइम किंग पृथु इनिशिएटेड द परफॉर्मेंस ऑफ वेरी ग्रेट सैक्रिफाइस इन विच ग्रेट सेंटली सेजेस Brahmanas, demigods from higher planetary systems and great saintly kings known as Rajarshis all assembled together. purport. In this verse, the most significant point is that although King Prithu's residential quarter were in India, between the river Ganges and the Yamuna, the demigods also participated in the great sacrifice he performed. This indicates that formerly the demigods used to come to this planet. Similarly, great personalities like Arjuna, Yudhishthir, and many others used to visit higher planetary systems. Thus, there was interplanetary communication via suitable airplanes and space vehicles. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuro Nulitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapadakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhesha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacham Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangam Langhayate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanyam Ishwaram Hare Krishna. So very difficult verse to speak because not much there in the purport. Just few lines Prabhupada has written that there was a great sacrifice. It was happening in India on the earth because his residential quarter was between river Yamuna and river Ganga. And where various rishis and demigods visited. So Prabhupada firmly with conviction is saying that time interplanetary travel was there. It was possible from the planet Earth. People used to go to other planets, and from different planets, people used to come to this planet. So while contemplating a little bit on this verse, I was thinking that when we hear this, it's very difficult to put faith on. Because we never saw in our life such interplanetary travel. We saw only one travel, that too, whether we don't know if it's true or not. Neil Armstrong and few went to different planet. That's what we heard, and we have seen some videos. But apart from that, people offer, at least we haven't seen people from different planet visiting this planet, and we have interacted with them. Aliens, we saw in the movies only, but we never visited that. So when we hear such a thing, especially if you are from logical background or scientific background, it's really difficult to put faith on. Was it really happening? How should we understand this, all these things? So this faith is integral part of devotional service. But three things are very difficult. At least during initial phases, when we are in neophyte stage, to put faith on the scripture, to put faith on the words of guru, and to put faith on the words of devotees. These three things are very difficult. Because what is the problem? For us, the problem is that we are caught up in the four types of defects. Brahma, Paramat, Viparilipsa, and Karana Patava. We have cheating propensity, we have imperfect senses, we commit mistakes and we get illusion, we tend to illusion. These are the four propensities we have. And all these three things, Guru, Shastra and devotees, pure Vaishnavas, are beyond these four things. So whatever coming from their words, to accept this within these four defects is very tough. So how can these things happen, first of all? But the problem is that unless we put faith on these things, we can't progress in devotional service. So very famous verse in the 17th chapter of Gita, last verse is, Ashraddhaya hutam dattam tapas taptam kritam chayat असत इति उच्यते पार्थ न चि तत्प्रेत्य नो इह. सो इट मीन्स दैट वॉट एवर वी डू ऑस्टेरिटी सैक्रिफाइसेस एनी टाइप ऑफ वर्शिप वॉट एवर यू डू इफ इट इज डन विदाउट फेथ अश्रद्धया देन इट इज असत इट इज यूजलेस वेर इन दिस लाइफ ऑल्सो एंड इन नेक्स्ट लाइफ ऑल्सो न चि तत्प्रेत्य नो इह नॉट इन दैट लाइफ नॉट इन दिस लाइफ ऑल्सो. सो that's why how to develop this faith even in Chaitanya Charitamrita also when Antalila when you see the Mahaprabhu's exhibition of Mahabhava things are very difficult to put faith on. His body used to shrink, he used to become a lump of flesh, again he used to expand his body and he used to cry and the room used to fill with the water. It's very difficult to put faith on. So there also, Krishna Goswami put disclaimer. What disclaimer? He, Shraddhakari, he says, two verses he says, Shraddhakari sunoi Chaitanya rakatha, put faith and hear this katha of Lord Chaitanya. What will happen? Chaitanya charane prema paibe sarvada. If you hear with this, then you will be able to get the love of Godhead at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. Again in Antalila 19.1110, Krishna Goswami says, Shraddhakari shunai shunite mahasukh. If you just hear with the faith, then you'll get bliss. But without faith, if you heard it, you will get bewilderment. Nothing is going to happen. Shraddhakari shunai chaitan, Shraddhakari shunai shunite mahasukh. And what will happen? Not only that. Khandibbe adhyatmikadi kutarkadi dukh. Why we are feeling misery, first of all? Because of three miseries, adhyatmik, adhidevika and adhibhautik. And kutark, bad logic. Because of bad logic, because of imperfect logic, we are always in trouble. We don't come to conclusion. And whenever there is no conclusion, it creates misery. So if you hear this pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, especially Antalila, which are quite bewildering, hear with the faith, then khandibe, it will destroy. Adhyatmikadi, all the three types of miseries, and kutarkadi, the bad logic, it will all destroy. And you will feel pleasure in this. In also third canto, there's a beautiful verse comes, third canto, fifth chapter, 13 verse. Sa shaddha dhana sa vivardhamanam viraktiranyatra karoti pumsa harer padanu smuti nevritasya samasta dukha payamashudhatte. So there, Vidura says this verse, for one who is anxious to engage constantly the hearing such a topics, Krishna katha gradually increases in indifference towards all these things. So shraddha dhanasya, with faith, if you hear the Krishna katha, what will happen? Viraktir anyatra karoti pamsa. With faith, if you hear, it will create indifference, virakti towards entire material things. And further, what will happen? Harer padanu smriti nivritasya. It will create a transcendental bliss within our heart. And last verse is, samasta dukha payamashudhatte. And it will destroy all our miseries. So that's a faith, is a basic principle. If you do all the activity with faith, if you hear with faith, if you perform worship with faith, if you perform other activities with faith, then this will be the effect. But without faith, nacha pretya, no here. So, very difficult to put faith on this such a things, interplanetary travel. But, what is the result if you could put faith on these things? Now let us see how the great personalities have put the faith on the words of the scripture, which are very difficult to put faith on. And what are the results they obtained? So famous, we'll see the few pastimes of Srila Prabhupada. So Srila Prabhupada, when he was living in his house in Calcutta, and despite being married to a very pious lady, still, to personally like Srila Prabhupada, the Nitya Siddha Bhakta, there was opposition in the home, that you cannot chant in the home. So Prabhupada, where used to chant? He used to go outside the home, and there was a staircase. On the staircase, he used to sit and chant. And above that, there was one room which he given for service to Gaudiya Math devotees. And on that room, one disciple of Bhaktisiddhanta Sarvastri Thakur, Dol Govinda Shastri, he was giving class. He was teaching Sanskrit there. And while giving class, one day he was discussing on this verse of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prithavite Yachyadi Nagar Adi Gram Sarvatra Prachara Hoibamara Nama. And we discuss, he gave elaborate class on that thing. But when the class is over and devotees left, he was thinking and he was talking to Srila Prabhupada, that I gave class, I heard this verse, I gave class, discourse I gave. But I am finding surprising that how on the entire planet, on every town and village, in our scenario, every pada practically, in GV scenario, every pada to pada, how is it possible that Nagaradi Gram, pada to pada, this holy name will be distributed, this holy name will spread? I think the Mahaprabhu's intention of saying Prithvi means Bharatavarsha. That time Prithvi was Bharatavarsha, previously, in previous time. Now this is reduced to a small tract of land. So probably Mahaprabhu wanted to say about India only, a tract of India. Because Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur could be able to spread at least throughout India to some extent. In few cities and 64 mathas established. To some extent, we can say India covered Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. And Prabhupada was hearing these statements spread by Dole Govind Shastri. He got up. Prabhupada got done one step down. He turned to Dole Govind Shastri and said, "It will happen." Again, he got done one step down. And he said, "One full disciple of Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur is going to do that." And when he said that, Dole Govind Shastri was feeling a little bit, was it me? Because I am also a disciple of Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. Again, Prabhupada got down one step down. He turned to him again. "And that person won't be you." Because clearly, this fellow was not having faith on the words of Mahaprabhu. But Prabhupada has complete faith that since Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said this, this is going to happen. This is going to happen, it is going to spread throughout the track of world, every town and village in the world. And with this faith only, because he has a faith, without having any money, without having strength because of old age, without having any much influence that time, at least before starting this con, Prabhupada don't have much influence in India as such. Without having any previous record of success in preaching, Prabhupada, with this faith only, he could have been able to go to US, and within 11 years, could have been able to create such a big transformation in the world. So this faith, because he was carrying, he could have been able to do that. When the moon landing incident happened in 1969 and 1971, that period, an entire planet Earth was believing that human or man went to moon. Neil Armstrong and this person went to moon, and entire, even other sadhus also, so-called other sadhus also believing, except one personality, that is Srila Prabhupada, was not believing that man went to moon. So Prabhupada once said to his disciples when this moon incident happened that for they cannot go to moon. The moon planet Chandra Loka is the residence of the demigods, higher beings than these drunkards and cow-eating slaughterers who are trying to inhabit it. Moon god is not like that planet. You cannot think this is just allowed like when I migrated from India to USA. The moon planet cannot be visited so quickly. It is not possible. He has tremendous faith that this thing cannot be possible. Even his disciples could not believe it. Prabhupada is one servant, Purushottama. And this moon landing happened that day. This was telecasted on TV in entire USA. And Purushottama was massaging Srila Prabhupada. And while massaging to Srila Prabhupada, he was watching TV. And he was saying, and he has pride that we are Americans, and Americans are the one who went to moon, put their flag, and we have achieved. It's a eureka moment for us. That was kind of feelings he has. And he was massaging Srila Prabhupada. And while looking, now, when we don't have focus on any activity, what will happen? Activity is never happened properly. So Srila Prabhupada told Purushottama. He tapped him and showed him how to do massage. Do like this. Again, he was doing like this. Again, he was watching what is happening in the TV. Again, Prabhupada said, do like this. And then, inside, there is Yamuna Mataji was there. And Yamuna Mataji brought a wonderful khichdi to Srila Prabhupada. So Srila Prabhupada said, this khichdi is much more valuable than going to moon. And Purushottam was feeling again offended. How can you say Prabhupada say like this? Then further, once Yamuna and Purushottam was there, and Prabhupada called Yamuna Mataji, and it was in London. And Prabhupada was discussing with Yamuna Mataji, oh, what should we discuss in the evening class, all this thing. And when Yamuna Mataji came to Prabhupada, Yamuna Mataji forgot that she put ghee on the stove. She put ghee on the tawa and put on the fire. And she came. And she started smelling some smoke inside the kitchen. And she said, oh my God, I put the ghee there on the fire. And she ran, there was whole smoke. and started shouting, Purushottam, Purushottam. But he was another person who was serving Srila Prabhupada. And Purushottam ran there and somehow extinguished the fire. But in that process, what happened? His whole face was blackened. And Purushottam came back to Srila Prabhupada. And that time Janaki Mataji came. So Janaki Mataji saw Purushottam and he got surprised. Hey, what happened to you? And Prabhupada said, oh, Purushottam has gone to moon and came back. That's why his face is blackened. And this was like ultimate for Purushottam. He said, I could not take up this. And he left the moment, left the Srila Prabhupada also. But interestingly, while leaving also, he don't have any money. So he told Prabhupada, I don't have money, can you give me money? I want to leave. So Prabhupada gave him money to leave this one moment. But Prabhupada never, in a bunch also, deviated from the fact that Shastra says that moon, we cannot go to moon planet without doing any pious activity. Just by mechanical arrangement, it's not possible. So, once, this incident is mentioned in Radha Damodar Vilas. That time the Radha Damodar bus party was expanding and movement was spreading because of beautiful nectarian kirtan of Vishwanath Swami. Things were happening and whatever desire should was, it was getting fulfilled. At least in America, because of this Radha Damodar party, movement was spreading fast. So once Srila Prabhupada called, when he went to LA, all the sannyasis, Vishwanath Swami was there, Tamal Krishna Maharaj were there, all the many big, big leaders of his company, Brahmananda Maharaj Swami was there, he called him. And there was a meeting. In that meeting, Prabhupada asked him one question. So, do you believe that Krishna is God? And sannyasi got shocked. What kind of question is this Prabhupada asking to us? And Prabhupada is asking, what should we say? Should we say yes or should we say no? So they got confused. They are looking at each other. So Srila Prabhupada says, as far as I concerned, I have complete faith that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And because I have this faith, I could be able to preach this message boldly and fearlessly. So if you want to become a preacher, what qualification required? We require to develop the faith that these things are true. Then only we can able to preach. Because in our current state, what is the preaching? We don't have much realization. We are also on another stage. And we are preaching to outside crowd. So what is the preaching? We are transferring our faith to the other crowd. If we have faith, then other people will develop faith on the Krishna. If we are ourselves faithless, then we cannot develop faith in other people about Krishna. So faith is nothing but preaching is nothing but transferring our faith to other people. So once Gauram Prabhu said that ISKCON movement spread within 11 years, 10,000 people became ISKCON disciples and 108 temples established. So what was the qualification of Srila Prabhupada's disciple to spread this movement? Were they scholars? No. Were they have pious birth? No. Any other qualification? No. They were drunkards. They were meat eaters. They were doing all kinds of nonsense. Still, they could be able to spread it. Only one qualification. A complete faith in the words of Guru. One Srila Prabhupada said, actually, within 14 days, you can make the entire world Krishna conscious. Within 14 days, and disciple got bewildered. What can you say, Srila Prabhupada? How can you say like this? Within 14 days, you can make this entire world Krishna conscious? Yes, but requires tremendous faith for that thing. So that was the faith of Srila Prabhupada and his disciples. So they could be spread. Again, the famous sense of Yamuna Mataji. So this was after the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada left this world and went to Goloka Vrindavan. So once few disciples of a famous Gaudiya Sannyasi, I will not take name here, they approached the Yamuna Mataji. And they told Yamuna Mataji, oh, do you know? Srila Prabhupada has given only basic thing. Srila Prabhupada told basic things of bhakti, of Bhagavad Gita, that we are not the body, we are the soul, we have to do bhakti, there is a Vaikuntha, there is a spiritual world, and slowly, slowly we can go there if we practice it. But real crux of bhakti is what? Rasa. It's the Raganuga bhakti. And unless we do Raganuga bhakti, we can't go to Goloka Vrindavan. And Prabhupada has not said this thing. So if you want to really go to Goloka Vrindavan to meet Krishna and to have reciprocation with Krishna, you have to have Raganuga initiation. And only I can give that. So you joined me. I'll give you higher knowledge, higher rasa, higher thing. And when Yamuna Mataji heard this, tears were flowing from her eyes. And she said that within one lifetime, if I could be able to understand one instruction of Srila Prabhupada, they are sufficient for me. I don't want to go to any other thing. And if at all, So Prabhupada has said something less, and if something higher I need supposed to experience, I have complete faith that Srila Prabhupada will reveal that thing to me. That faith I have on Srila Prabhupada, that he has taken responsibility of me, and if I want to supposed to know higher things, he will reveal those things to me through some agency. I cannot give up Srila Prabhupada for those things. That was the faith of Yamuna Mataji on Srila Prabhupada. Again, famous incidents of Tamal Krishna Maharaj also we know. That Tamal Krishna Maharaj was in the Fiji, he was giving class. And while giving class, that famous verse comes. Ki yagyat bhavati parjanyo, parjanyat anna sambhavat. That famous verse comes. But if you do yagya, then the rain comes. And by coincidence, that was a time where there was a famine in the Fiji. There was a big drought in the Fiji going on. And one person got up in the class and challenged Tamal Krishna Maharaj. So you are saying that if you perform Sankirtan, if you perform Yajna, then the rain will come. So there is no rain here for many days or many years. Can you bring rain here? And he has such a furiously challenged Tamal Krishna Maharaj. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj with firm faith said, today if you perform the Harinam Sankirtan with faith, with devotion, with love, with enthusiasm for a long time, I can guarantee you that today there will be rain in the Fiji. And when other devotees heard this, they got really bewildered. They got, what Maharaj is saying? Maharaj is sannyasi. He'll give class, he'll go. We have to handle the situation here. What will happen to us? What will happen to our preaching? What they will say to us? They were literally shaking themselves. But now what can you say? Maharaj challenged. So we have to at least respond to the challenge. So 3 to 4 hours, all the devotees with full intensity, full enthusiasm, they perform Harinam Sankirtan. And on that night, 11 o'clock, the cloud came and very heavy rain happened there, 3 hours. 3 hours, tremendously heavy rain happened there. And by the incident, next day, the news came in the newspaper. The Hare Krishna are the rainmakers. That was the news came. So that was the faith of Tamal Krishna Maharaj. Now somebody told us, so tomorrow some villagers come from Galtari. There is no rain. Our rice is not coming. You are the Hare Krishnas. Can you make the rain here? Even though we are saying, yagyat bhoti parjanyo, we also feel whether it's possible or not. But that was the faith of Tamal Krishna Maharaj. And because of that, he could able to work successful preacher. So that's why in Bhagavatam, where the glories of holy name comes, in the sixth canto. And before that, what comes? Cosmology. It's a Vedic cosmology, which is quite bewildering. We can't see Meru Parvat. We can't see ocean of milk, ocean of honey, ocean of wine, ocean of ghee, ocean of sweet water, ocean of honey. We can't all those things, the sea. And that too happened because of traveling of Prithu Maharaj. All these things, the ocean got formed. So it's very difficult to put faith on all the cosmology. Sun is nearer, moon is farther. Very difficult to put faith on this, all this cosmology. But if you want to know the glories of holy name, if you want to release the glories of holy name, then Bhagavatam says that first put the faith on all these things. And then only you can release the glories of the holy name. So sometimes we hear from the senior devotees, especially when I was new for it, I was to ask a lot of questions because of a scientific background. How is it possible? How is this possible? How did this demon come? How did this demon come? We are not seeing a demon come. When I read the Putna chapter first time in Krishna book, I haven't chanted in one round also Hare Krishna, but I read the Krishna book first chapter. And when I read the chapter of Putna, and I got bewildered. Yeah, what kind of story is all these things? And I went to my counselor, Radhavala Prabhu, and asked him, Prabhuji, how is it possible? All these demons, all this is and big size and 12 miles size of Putna, and we can't think such a things in this current day of time. How should we put faith on this? So, usually what answer you get? I got the same answer. You have to become advanced. When you become advanced in devotional service, you will realize all those things. I said, okay, fine. Maybe. Again, when I first time here, one devotee from our base, I was newly joined the base and one devotee was there. And there was one chart put up of cosmology. And that chart was not much clear, so I just asked a few questions that if Earth is here, where is above, what is above? So actually, one day we'll tell. Actually, what you learned in all your science is bogus. Earth is not moving at all. Sun is moving around the earth. What? Are you crazy? Are you crazy? How is it possible? Sun has such a big mass. Earth is a small mass. We heard the law of gravitation. The only small mass can rotate around the big mass because of gravity. Big mass cannot rotate. It's not possible only. And if the earth remains steady, by law of gravity, it has to fall into the sun. Centrifugal force will not allow to remain that like that. It will fall inside the sun. What kind of things you are saying? No. You have to put faith. He said, you have to put faith. Authority says it's true. I got bewildered. So again, I went to Avatar Lila Prabhu. So he said that, okay, if you want to understand these things, you have to read Bhagavatam from first canto to fifth canto with all purports. Then you can understand these things. I said, if that is the case, I'll read it. That was my motivation first to read Bhagavatam. I want to understand this cosmology because, and what was the condition he said? With all purports, you have to read Bhagavatam. So I started reading. So, what is meaning of at advance, when we become advanced to understand these things, basically our faith increases. Simple. Our faith level increases and we realize that, yeah, such a things are possible. Krishna can manifest such a thing. Krishna can do such a things. That's what meaning of advancement, or when you advance, you understand things. So what happened to me? When I read all those cantos, and when I read fifth canto, I never understood again. Things were like that only. But one thing happened, because of constantly reading Prabhupada's words, that this world is miserable, this world is miserable, this world is miserable, this world is miserable. I realized one thing, this world is miserable. It doesn't matter to me whether the sun rotates around the earth or earth rotates around the sun. What matters to me now, how to get out of all these things. So this is meaning of advancement in devotional service. So when we say we have to advance in devotional service, what we have to do? We have to increase our faith level. So Shraddha, Bhajan Kriya, Anarthvritti, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav, Prem. At every step, what is happening? We are going to next step means what? Our faith level increases. That is meaning of going to a next step. So, the best step to increase the faith is keep hearing thing again and again and again. If you keep hearing again and again, naturally faith level increases. Because by hearing, purification happens and realization comes. So, if you want to create this faith in the neophyte who don't have any understanding about Krishna, don't have knowledge about Krishna, don't have any understanding of spirituality. So first step, what we do? We allow that devotee first to appreciate the devotees. When they appreciate devotees, some sukriti goes inside to him. How we can make them appreciate devotees? Simply give them wonderful prasadam. When they say, wow, the prasadam is good. They're appreciating the devotee who made the prasadam, devotee who offered the prasadam, and it's Krishna's prasadam, so indirectly they're appreciating Krishna. And by this three indirect appreciation, Krishna's small amount of mercy comes to him. And when that mercy comes, slowly, things start entering into him. So first, Satam Krupa, first devotee has to go to him. When devotee goes, he starts appreciating devotees, Mahat Seva. And when Satam Krupa and Mahat Seva happens, Shraddha starts developing. This is how we have to develop the faith. And only when we develop the faith, then we can progress in devotional service. So these are the few contemplation about this verse. Now we'll move to next verse, 14th verse number 14. So I'll read the translation, we'll not recite the verse. In that great assembly, Maharaj Prithu, first of all, worshipped all the respectable visitors according to their respective positions. After this, he stood up in the midst of assembly and it appeared that the full moon had arisen among the stars. So purport, the Prabhupada says, according to Vedic system, the reception of great exalted personalities as arranged by the Prithu Maharaj in that great sacrificial arena is very important. The first procedure is receiving the guest is to wash their feet. And it is learned from the Vedic literature that one time when Maharaj Yudhishthira performed the Rajasuya sacrifice, Krishna took charge of washing the feet of visitors. Similarly, Maharaj Prithu also arranged for the proper reception of demigods, the saintly sages, the brahmanas, and the great king. So again now, the next topic comes in the purport is receiving the great personalities. In our culture, we say atithi devo bhava. So why we say like this, atithi devo bhava? Why to serve atithi? Why to serve the great guest, especially the great personalities? What benefit we are going to get? So the most important benefit we are going to get is we get the blessings of the great personalities. Because 99% great personalities travel to benefit the other living entity. So famous verse from third canto, we know, Sukhaya karmani karoti loko nate sukham va nayadu paramam va vindet bhuya tato eva dukham edatrayuktam bhagavan vadena. So Vidur is telling to Maitreya Muni, oh saintly person, Maitreya Muni, why you travel? Two things. First of all, people are working in this world to get happiness. Sukhaya karmani karoti loko. But what is happening? Despite working hard, they are not getting happiness. On the contrary, they're getting miseries. So vindet bhuya tatayeva dukkham. They're getting miseries. So, to enlighten them, yadatruktam bhagavan vadina. Oh, great personality, you travel. You give knowledge to us to come out of all these miseries. Again, in 10th canto, when Gargacharya comes to Nanda Maharaj's house, what Nanda Maharaj says? Mahat vicharanam drumnam grihinam dina chetasam nishresaya bhagavan kalpete nanyatha kuchit. Oh my Lord, oh great devotee, person like you move from the place, one place to another place, not for their own interest, but for the sake of poor-hearted grihastas. Otherwise, they have no interest in going from house to house, or place to place. So, by worshipping the great personality, by serving the great personality, their blessings comes. And these blessings have tremendous power. Because great personalities, even by mistake we disrespect them, they never take offense against that. So in Maharashtra, all of us know that Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj has one guru, Ramdas Swami. He is a devotee of Lord Ram. Always to take Lord Ram's name. So that time during Shivaji Maharaj's time, you know, his that there was again great famine. 3 years there was no rain in Maharashtra that time. And practically every house, all whatever their grains has been exhausted. And Ramdas Swami was a sannyasi, used to bake from 5 houses, and whatever used to collect, used to eat that. He went to one house and one lady was there inside that house and he begged, Bhiksham Dei, Mata Bhiksham Dei. And that lady got angry, she got furious that I don't have a single grain in my house to eat and his sannyasi is coming for begging. I'll teach him a lesson. So what she did? She put some tea, she collected some ashes from her stove and put that ashes out of anger into the pot of Ramdas Swami. When Ramdas Swami saw this, he never got angry. He said a very beautiful statement. Oh my dear mother, 3 years there is no rain practically in Maharashtra. And you don't have a single grain to eat. But despite that, you have not given up your habit of giving the thing. You have given me ash. I'm happy at least given me ash. You give me something. That is your glorious thing. So see, he was not at all offended. Single time also. Again, the same personality again went to next house. Again, he got the ash. What he did? He took that ash to house and used that ash to wash the pots of Lord's utensils. Again, next day he went to the same house. That lady got again angry. She put some gobar inside the pot. Ramdas Swami went to house, took that gobar and used to do that, what we say in Marathi, we say sarane, sarane mantra. That for the thing. You just put on the land to make the land fresh and all those things. Limping the land. Where the altar is there. Again, third time, he went to the same house. And that time, that lady put very dirty garbage cloth in his pot. Ramdas Swami went to house, he washed that cloth, and used that cloth to clean the altar of the Lord. Fourth time, he went to again that same house. Now, whatever altar she was giving, what he was doing? He was using the articles in the service of the Lord. And naturally, whatever you give, if that is used for pleasing the Lord, Sukriti comes. And because of these three constant engagement of devotional service, whatever article she has given, even out of anger, but saintly person has used this in the service of the Lord. Naturally, now her heart got purified. And fourth time, when Ramdas Swami went to the same house, that time, she really felt sorry. She begged forgiveness from the Ramdas Swami that I mistreated you actually. Please forgive me. So that's the power of serving the saintly personality, receiving the great personality. If he, even after anger you serve him, still, saintly personality never take offense against that. Okay, of course, sometimes we see from the pages of Bhagavatam that some saintly personality do feel offensive. Just like Agastya Rishi, Indrajit Maharaj was in meditation and Agastya Rishi went and he thought that, oh, this dumb guy has not received me properly. So, I'll curse him that he become elephant. Dumb like an elephant, dumb and dull like an elephant. Of course, these things are orchestrated by Krishna. If sometimes some 70% curse like this, it is a plan of Krishna. So that was a plan of Krishna to make Indra Maharaj come to the love of Godhead very fast. So that his intensity in devotional service will increase. So that's what, that was exceptional cases. But on an average, in totality, 70% never feel offensive. So we can see the other examples also. Yesterday only Abhimanyu Prabhu said that Yudhishthira Maharaj went to the take blessings of all the Kurus, Bhishma, Drona, Shalya, Krupacharya, and Duryodhana got angry. How can you say like this? Vijayi Bhava, Vijayi Bhava, Vijayi Bhava. So that time Bhishma also said to Duryodhana actually that it's a great tradition to take blessings of saintly person. And this, if you bow down in front of certain some person, that person, even though he's your enemy, he's bound to give you blessings. That's the power of bowing down and receiving him properly. And Duryodhana, Yudhishthira is your elder. If you right now go to him and bow down to him and take his blessings, he will bless you Vijayi Bho. But I know you are not going to do that. You are a proud person. You are not going to do that. So that's the power of receiving the saintly person properly. A famous incident of Ramanucharya we know. That once Ramanucharya, along with his disciples, was going to the Tirupati. While traveling from Srirangam to Tirupati, he got tired. And he thought that, let us take rest. Some of my disciples staying here. So there was one rich disciple of Ramanucharya, Yagyesh, was staying nearby. So he decided, let us take rest in his house today. Let us honor prasadam there, let us take rest there. So he sent some of his disciples, go ahead and inform the Yagyesh that Guru Maharaj has came, Ramanucharya has came, and can you stay at her house? So the disciple went. And that time Yagyesh was worshipping the small deity which he has in the house. And these disciples of Ramanucharya went and Yagyesh neglected them. He never received them properly. So they waited for some time. And then, what to do? He's not looking at us. What should we do? So they shouted, disciples, that Ramanucharya, Guru Maharaj has come here and he wanted to take rest here. He wanted to honor prasadam here. Is it okay for you? And when he heard Ramanucharya has come, Guru Maharaj has come, he became so joyous, he became so happy. Oh, Guru Maharaj has come. It's a great pleasure for me to receive him, to serve him, to feed him prasadam. Please, 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 come all of you. I'll make preparation for all of you. So disciples become very happy. Wow, he has such a love for Guru Maharaj. And they went hurriedly to Ramanucharya and told him that this has happened, that he has become very happy. He wanted to receive you. So we'll go. Ramanucharya sent something. And he asked the disciples, how did they receive you? They say, not much heartily. So say, okay, we won't go to his house. Because if he really loves me, he should love all of you also. We won't go to his house. We'll go to one of our disciples' house, Vardacharya, who is very poor. We'll go to his house. And they went to house of Vardacharya. And that time Vardacharya went out for begging alms. And his wife was there. And he was very poor, small hut was there. Even she don't have proper cloth to wear also. So they went to their house. She received them very nicely, warmly. Everybody, she made them sit, offer them water. And then she told that, you go and take some bath nearby river. By that time, I will make offering to Lord Narayan and feed all of you. So they said, okay, we'll go and have our bath. But she didn't have anything to offer them. She was very poor. And Vardacharya was not there in the house. So what to do? What can be done? So she thought, I had to do something extraordinary to feed my Guru Maharaj. So what she did, there's a one personality nearby house who was a very rich person. And she has very wrong eye on that lady. But she never seduced to her request, his request. Now that lady went to that personality and told him that, I will fulfill your desires today. But for that purpose, please give me some grains because I want to feed my guru and his disciples. So that man became very happy. Oh, finally, she came to me. I was trying for her. Finally, she came to me. And then she made elaborate feast. And she offered wonderful feast to guru and his disciples. And when Vardacharya came, he saw, oh, such a wonderful feast. From where did she get all these grains? Where she did get all these ingredients? So she asked that lady, her wife, from where did you bring all these things? And very sorrowfully she revealed what had happened. And this thing come in the year of the Ramanujacharya. Ramanujacharya was become very happy. And blessings come from his heart. What he said? Give this small remnants of my food to that fellow. Don't worry, nothing will happen. And then he took that remnants, fed it to that person. Just by touch of that remnants, that person got completely transformed. He realized, oh, what mistake I was doing. So when you serve this great personality, when you receive the great personality properly, this kind of blessings we receive from them. Another example we see from the Mahabharata. That in Mahabharata, Yudhishthira Maharaja performing Ashwamedha Yajna after the war. And how much people he fed in Ashwamedha Yajna? So it is said that when he used to feed 1 lakh people, there was a, they used to blow conchal. And in a day, 7 to 8 times this conchal used to get blown. So minimum 7 to 8 lakh people. Sometimes in the festival, people comes here, devotee comes here, and we feel proud. Oh, we fed 10,000 people, especially in Janmashtami, 10,000 plates we served. But what kind of service Yudhishthira Maharaja should do? 8 lakhs in a day, full-fledged meal. So what kind of management we could not conceive that time it was there. Now, after feeding so many people, a tinge of feeling came into the heart of Yudhishthira Maharaj. That I fed so many people. And Krishna sensed that. Krishna is in the heart of the Krishna is in the outside also. He sensed that. And immediately, one mongoose came there. And one mongoose was moving into the ashes of that yajna, of Ashwamedha yajna happened there. And the mongoose started speaking to Yudhishthira Maharaj. Oh, I thought this was a great sacrifice. But I didn't thought, oh, this is a useless sacrifice. And this was like a blown to ego of Yudhishthira Maharaj. How can you say that it's a useless sacrifice? Such a big elaborate sacrifice we did, we fed so much people. So that actually, my half body is gold. And that Mungu's half body was golden. So it's that my half body is gold. And I was finding a sacrifice where my other half body will get golden. So Yudhishthira Maharaj asked him, how does become your half body become gold? So he said, one time there was a family members. Very poor family. And they don't have any food to eat. 3-4 days they didn't get any food to eat. They were starving. And after 4 days, they get some food to eat. And whatever food they eat, they get, they divide into family, husband and wife and 2 children, they divide it. And they about to eat, some guests come, Atithi, who are hungry. And so they decided that, the man decided that, oh, Atithi Devabho. So it's my responsibility to offer him food. So I offered that food to him. Now, if you're hungry and if you get some food, what happens to us? Our Agni increases more. Our Agni increases more. We get more, we become more hungry. So he said, oh, you give me a small portion of food. Now my hunger is increased. And so wife thought that, okay, whatever husband do, I have to follow my first husband. So husband, wife also offered her share of food to that person. But still her hunger was subsided. So children thought, oh, our parents are like ideal to us. So whatever Yadid Acharati Sreshtha, whatever our parents offered, whatever our parents did, we also do it. So they offered their food of share to that fellows. And because of hunger, all four are almost about to die. But that personalities who came, they were demigods actually. They revealed themselves. So we are Indra and we just came to test you. And remnant of that one rice fallen on the ground, and that mongoose happened to touch that one remnant of food of that offered to that demigods. And because of that purity of that food, they receive the guest, despite being dead onto anything, it has such a power that half body of that mongoose become golden. And the mongoose said, I am searching for sacrifice for my other half become golden. I thought, here I come and my half other half body will become golden. But I never thought that this was a useless sacrifice. So Yudhishthira Maharaja understood. Actually, it was Krishna's plan to remove a pride in the heart, small tinge of pride which just came. And Krishna sensed that and he destroyed that pride to that mongoose. But lesson we can learn from the story is that this is the power of receiving blessings of simplicity personalities. And this is the power of doing Atithi Seva properly. Bhishma Deva, despite being in such a precarious condition, Prabhupada says that as for Deshakala Patra, he received all the simplicity personalities which are assembled there before his final journey. Despite he can't do anything practically, but still with eyes he received and with words he welcomed them. So there is no question that we cannot say, I don't have anything to receive the guest, I don't have anything to welcome the guest, to serve them properly. If you don't have anything, at least with words, we can serve them properly. When Parikshit Maharaj was there and Sukadeva Goswami happened to come there, Sukadeva Goswami, Parikshit Maharaj very beautifully received Sukadeva Goswami with two verses. He says, Yesha samsmaranat pumsa sadyo shudhyanti vaigruha kim punar darshanat sparshat pada saucha sanadibhi. Yesham samsmaranat, just by remembering the great personality like you, what happens? Sadyo shudhyanti vaigruha, our homes become sanctified. What does become then? Darshanat, sparshat, and pada saucha sanadibhi. We got the opportunity to see you, to touch you, and to massage your feet, to wash your feet. And sanidhyate mahayogi, in the association of such a great devotee, patakani mahantyapi, sadhyo nashanti vaipumsa, Vishnu reva suretara. Just like in front of Vishnu, the demons cannot stay. Demons, enemies of demigods, they cannot stay in front of Vishnu. Vishnu reva suretara. Similarly, in front of such a great personality is, this patakani, all these papas, all these anarthas cannot stay. This get destroyed. By these two beautiful verses, even though Parikshit Maharaj was practically beggar, he left everything and came. So he has also nothing to receive, to serve the Sukadeva Goswami. But with beautiful words, he served the Sukadeva Goswami. So that's why also Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, well, before writing the Chaitanya Charitamrita, what he says, Chota Bada Bhakta Gana Vandilo Sabhashi Charana Sabamorakaraha Santosha Sarup Gosaira Mata Rupa Raguna Janayatha Tahiliki Nahi Mora Dosha. So I beg, I take blessings from all the devotees. A neophyte also, Chota and Bada. Okay? Elderly devotees also, advanced devotees also, and Chota devotees. Sabamorakaraha Santosha, if you bless me, then I could able to write the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And this is, I'm not ready out of fantasy. It is instructed to me by Swarup Goswami and Rupa Goswami. Swarup Gosaira Mata, Rupa Raguna Janayatha, Tayaliki Nai Mora Dosha. So by their instruction, I'm doing it. So it's not my fault that I'm writing such exalted letters. So please bless me. So you also know the power of blessings. Unless I receive the blessings of Vaishnavas, I cannot write such a great literature. So finally, if you don't receive a gift properly, what's the result? Then, in one verse, in 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Aditi, who was very disturbed because Indra's throne was taken by Bali Maharaj. So she was disturbed. My son's throne was taken. And Kashyap Muni happened to come there. So in that discussion, Kashyap Muni asked one question to Aditi. In that conversation, he spoke very beautiful words. Gruhesho yesho atithya narchitay salilerapi yadi niryante tenunam Pheru Raja Gruhopama. So he says, Gruheshu Yeshu Atithya, homes from which guests go away without having been received, even without offering Narchite Salile Rapi. Salile means water. Na Archite Salile Rapi. Without offering a little water, are like the holes in the field which are the homes of Jackal. Are like holes in the field which are the homes of Jackal. So this is a very powerful verse he spoke, that if we don't receive the guest properly in our homes, our temples, our ashrams are like a holes where jackals lives. So it is the power of guest reception. And if you don't receive the guest properly also, one of the reasons of getting morose also. So yeah, so that morose automatically comes. So she was morose, so one of the reasons she asked, is it happened that you have not received a guest properly? That's why I'm feeling morose. So, and one more incident we know, from the Srimad Bhagavatam is that story of Indra. Where Indra, Durvasa happened to come to Indra and offered him garland. So Indra disrespected his offering. And gave that offering of garland to, instead of honoring it, he gave it to Airavata. Or whatever elephant here. That time Airavata was not there, some other elephant, carrier of Indra. Because after that, this churning of ocean happened and Airavata came out. So whatever elephant carrier Indra has. And that elephant, what he did? He took that garland, crushed below his feet. It was disrespect to offering given by sentient personality. And because of that, all demigods lost their strength. And they were conquered by the demons. So, if you receive the guest properly, especially saintly personalities, we are going to get great, great blessings. And if we don't receive it properly, we are going to get curses, and that's going to cause our destruction in our bhakti also, in our material life also. So I just conclude with small incident. It happened in our Chopadi congregation. And with that, I conclude this incident. So I don't know name of, no more devotee, but one devotee, he was in Viti, working in Viti, he was staying in Viti, and after that he got married, he got job. He was from IS Bangalore, I heard this story from Sukumar Krishna Bhu. And after he got married, his wife happened to become pregnant. And after 4 or 5 months, they do sonography, and in the sonography, they found out that the child was supposed to born is going to be mentally retarded. Mentally retarded. Probably physically also. That's what their conclusion. And all the doctors there in Bangalore, where he was staying, they give him the suggestion that you kill the child in the womb. And also, all his relatives, few of their practicing devotees also, they also give him suggestion, better you kill. Who will handle them afterwards? So he was confused what to do, because our philosophy don't allow this, to do that. So what to do? So he approached Vishwaroop Prabhu. And Vishwaroop Prabhu has his own case in his own house. He has a child who has the same case. So Vishwaroop Prabhu suggested him or gave him instruction that you cannot do this. This is not our philosophy. And take it as Krishna's blessings, and we have to serve that child. So they, both husband and wife decided, okay, we'll allow this child to take birth. We'll not do any nonsense activity like killing the child in the womb, abortion, all those things. But whatever 2 or 3 months remaining, the devotee did one thing. He put mail to all the different devotees of his acquaintance and of his different centers of different parts of the world. And in that mail he put up that this is the case I'm going to face. My child who is going to born would be like this. Please, please bless him, please pray for him, please bless him, please pray for him. And I constantly used to do that every day. And I used to feed many devotees also, prasadam, so that his child will receive blessings, that great devotees. And within 2 or 3 months, that child has received so much blessing that when that child took birth, he was completely normal. All the medical science got failed. That's the power of blessings of Vaishnavas we have. So Vaishnavas blessings can change the thing completely. And that can create even challenge to science also. So, and that happens if we receive the guest and Vaishnavas properly. So these are a few thoughts on this verse. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.